This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Thursday. Garrett, did I tell you we had guests coming?
Yeah, you told me.
And we have guests in studio. Welcome, Amanda Cunningham. Welcome to you.
Hey, good to see you.
You too. We talk about you almost every day, it's good to see you in person. Kate Holcomb is here. Kate, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's fun to be on the other side.
Yeah, I bet that's right. Amanda Lloyd is here as well with Drew. Drew is how old?
He is 15 months.
All right, 15 months, very well behaved, and trying to figure out what this thing is that I'm talking into. But welcome, Drew. Welcome to all of you. Appreciate you being here. And a couple things to mention. Amanda, pat you on the back. We talked about Dancing with the Waco Stars. That was last week. And
yes,
who
sir.
Comes out as the star of stars but Amanda Cunningham? You won it. Congratulations.
We were so excited, and we had so much support. But Jenny McCormick was my pro, and she really put together a stellar routine. So I just had to keep up.
What was that preparation like? What was the workouts and all the practice, choreography and everything?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. We practice a lot. We probably started back in April or May, and preparing. And we would probably practice an hour a couple days a week or something.
She's in the best shape of her life.
That's
right now,
what I was going to say. That's a good workout, isn't it?
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was.
So very good. So so what's next? There's the ABC show, Dancing with the Stars. Have they called you yet?
No. That's next.
No.
We're working on that.
That is next, right? Kate, make that happen, will you?
I'll make a call, you know.
Yes.
But really cool. And the best part is, I mean, best part that you won, but all the money that was raised for the various charities.
Absolutely. So we raised over $145,000 for the Family Abuse Center.
Wow.
And it was their 40th year anniversary. So we were really excited just to be able to help raise money.
That's a
great
amount.
Sold out. Yeah. That's a great amount. Was that... Did you have a target that you were shooting for, or did that exceed that? I mean, do you have any idea?
I think they just try to get competitive stars in there that will raise money. And so I think definitely everybody had to raise $5,000.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you blew by that pretty quick, didn't you? So tell us, who were some of the other folks that were involved in that? The dancing teams.
So Brooke Hanson, Brooke was a star. She's Home Abstract and Title.
Okay.
And then Zeb Herring and Zoe.
Zeb.
They were so
Zeb.
Cute. Zeb got best male.
Really?
Brooke and Roman got best showmanship.
Okay.
And then Liz Painter got... best female.
Wow. I know Liz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she did really good. She did a ballroom.
Yeah.
And then Felicia Mulkey with Baylor, acrobatic. She's the head coach.
Coach Fee was in this?
She was. July and they did awesome. She did all sorts of crazy flips up in the air and
so cool.
Very impressive.
That's great.
Yes.
I'm glad to know that. I don't think she really publicized the fact that she was involved in this, so it's really good to
know. She did really good.
That's cool. Doesn't surprise me.
She's like a firecracker.
So that's a great group, and still, you came out on top, so congratulations.
And Wes Allison was in it, too.
Oh, yeah. Wes was in it?
And he did this really fun routine. He opened up, and it was country dancing, and then he did Thriller, and then ripped off his pants and had the gold MC Hammer pants on and finished it with was awesome. So
are there pictures to document all this?
Oh, he got best costume.
Did
that's
he?
Right. Oh, yeah, we got pictures.
That's great. And to raise $145,000 for the Family Abuse Center, that is great. That is great. Well, congratulations. Well done
Thank
by everybody.
You. Yes.
But then
there
for you
were
to
12
win
acts, so I'm forgetting some. Chris Goss was in it. He did a disco.
Okay.
WRS. He's a trainer at WRS. Yep.
So is Jenny. So it's really funny because Jenny and Chris are trainers at WRS.
Okay.
And she's my trainer.
Oh, yeah.
She's so good. And then Roman and I are both at Coldwell. We're both agents at Coldwell. So it was very friendly competition.
Really cool. Well done. Well, awesome. Let us know when ABC calls, all right,
for Dancing with the Stars. You'll be the first to know.
Yeah,
don't hold your breath.
Please let us know. Absolutely. Kate, another thing you said that y'all have going on that you're jumping in with and supporting is Forever Families that Lindsay Lippman is doing. Tell us about that.
She's amazing. She has been in the Waco area. She actually comes from Austin, and she started her career. She's actually from Mahia, so she's local. That's where she went to high school. And she is was in Austin and started her career there in television, and now she's at the ABC affiliate here, KXXV, News Channel 25. So she carried over this Forever Families, which is an awesome organization. It's to place children that in homes, in loving homes, adoption. So she's really stood behind it, and it's just something that I've really kind of got passionate about, learned more about it. It's a very interesting, sad thing that is just will tug at your heart. And so I asked Amanda to be a part of it, and several of my clients, and Hooray for Family magazine as well. Michelle Berger, who's the owner, is going to feature a child in the magazine each month.
Oh, wow.
But you can tune in every Wednesday to Lindsay Lettman's show on ABC KXXV News Channel 25, and you can watch where she's featuring a child that's just looking for a loving home. So.
Wow.
It's amazing.
What a great deal to get behind, you know, and support.
Yes, it's amazing. And Amanda did, I'll let you talk about
the
Rainbow
Room. Yeah, we just did a 254 inside of the Rainbow Room, and then talking to Robert and Lindsay about how they pair together. And so that's on Facebook, my Facebook page. And
great. Now explain briefly the Rainbow Room and how that connects to it.
So that is, they take donations and they take new clothes, toys, diapers,
plays,
anything,
car seats. Mm-hmm. I mean I
guess the Bush family came up with it. Mm-hmm. But basically they're there for children that get taken out of homes with CPS. That's where they get all their supplies to clothe those children and make sure they have what they need when they go into foster care.
Wow,
it's really cool.
That's great.
So there's a need there, and so we just want the public to know more about that. And we're working on some really fun ideas, you know, putting together a event where we can have a lot of sponsors and people to come in, and business owners and local people to come in and donate to help the Rainbow Room, because that's really important. So
very cool. Great.
Yeah.
Well, y'all are moving and shaking. You're getting stuff done. That's great.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's great. Anything else? What else going on?
I need to just shout out a couple new luxury listings.
Okay, please do.
I've got a new one in China Spring in Austin Colony, 57 Independence. It's gorgeous. It's priced very well, and I want people to come check that out. And then I've got a really cool one, I can't wait, that's going to hit the market next week off Chapel Road.
Chapel Road,
which is,
I know where it is, yeah.
Very sought-after location, and it is... I'll give a hint. It's next to that exotic farm. So
really?
You can like see the zebra and the elk.
I know which one you're
next
talking about.
To your,
hey, that's
like you
cool.
can feed them. So it's really cool.
All
and
right.
is that Lorena School District?
It is.
There you go.
Lorena. Very good. All right. Appreciate that. Well, we enjoy singing your praises and telling your stories every day. So
I'm very thankful for you.
Glad
Thank you
to
very
do it.
Much.
And appreciate y'all coming in. Congratulations on, again, on winning Dancing with the Waco Stars.
Thank you.
It's a big deal.
It is. Thank you, John. You're amazing.
Kate, good to see you. Amanda, good to see you. Amanda. And Drew.
Drew
is over
Drew
here
baby.
In the corner. Man, he's doing well for 15
months.
He's
got a little monkey pouch, and he's good.
Very good. All right, we got to move out of here. Appreciate you being with us. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Amanda and Kate, and earlier in the show, Robin Jones as well, going into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next. Matt Mosley Show. Keep it here on ESPN Central Texas.
Coyote.